When you think about climate change, you often think about the health of the entire planet, but it could also bring new health risks to people in the Pacific Northwest. That issue was raised just last week by the Environmental Protection Agency Administrator, Gina McCarthy. She was speaking to the National Press Club about the agency's plan for regulations that would restrict carbon emissions from new power plants.
Climate change caused by carbon pollution is one of the most significant public health threats of our time.
Jeff Norcross from our partner station OPB, Oregon Public Broadcasting, spoke with our reporter Katie Campbell about one of the health threats associated with climate change.
Katie, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Katie, you've been researching the health impacts of wildfire smoke, and here we are at the tail end of wildfire season. What has this year been like?
Well, in some ways, this has actually been a pretty moderate year for wildfires across the country. The number of fires and the acreage burned is actually well below the 10-year average. And in fact, in the last decade, there's only been one year that's had fewer fires than this year. But still, here in the Northwest, there were more than 4,000 wildfires, and they burned almost a million acres. A majority of those fires actually took place in Oregon and Idaho.
Oregon and Idaho. And what did that mean to the air quality in those states?
Well, communities in central Idaho and southern Oregon were hit particularly hard. Smoke pollution there reached levels that the EPA considers hazardous. And in some of the areas, the smoke hung over those communities, especially in southern Oregon, for more than a week.
I think most people know that wildfire smoke certainly doesn't smell nice, but what actually is in it that makes it hazardous to people's health?
Well, wildfire smoke is made up of these tiny particles. They're so small that they're actually a 30th of the width of a human hair. So they can travel really deep within the lungs and even cross over into the bloodstream. So inhaling those fine particles, that's not good for anybody, regardless of how healthy you are. And then some people, breathing wildfire smoke can actually trigger asthma attacks and heart attacks and even strokes.
There were a lot of wildfires in southern Oregon this year. How did people cope with the heavy amounts of smoke there?
Well, my EarthFix colleague Amelia Templeton is based in Medford, Oregon, and she talked to people there who said that it felt like they just couldn't escape the smoke, even if they went indoors. Amelia also interviewed an ER director at the hospital in Grants Pass. His name is Eric Lolliger. And he reported a 15 to 20% increase in the people admitted with breathing problems there. This is how he described the situation back in August.
We're seeing everything from the people who are essentially worried and well to people that are in severe respiratory distress, respiratory failure, and requiring immediate intubation and mechanical ventilation.
So let's talk about the climate change part of this. How will climate change make things worse?
Well, you have to think about every fire season as a roll of the dice. And you never know from year to year what it's going to be like. And you can't really attribute any one particular season to climate change. This season we ended up with a comparatively low number of fires, but changes in the climate are essentially loading the dice so that more often we can expect to see longer, smokier fire seasons with bigger fires. In our reporting, we spoke with a University of Idaho climatologist. His name is John Abatsoglu. And he explained in the coming decades, we can expect to experience summers that are overall warmer and drier.
That's sort of the right climate recipe for large regional fire years. And so under a changing climate, the likelihood of seeing conditions conducive to these large regional fire years, those are going to increase dramatically.
So, Katie, what's the latest from the scientific community on this?
Well, there was a recent Harvard University study that found that by 2050, the fire season across the West is projected to be up to a month longer, and fires are expected to be up to twice as smoky. So I guess what that means is that people in the western half of the country should start to think about how to prepare for that. And really, when it comes to wildfire smoke, the only sure way to protect yourself is to try and get away from the smoke.
Yeah, if you can. Katie, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeff.
That was Oregon Public Broadcasting's Jeff Norcross and correspondent Katie Campbell.